3. The USA. Area, 9,631,420 square kilometres. Population, 316,669,000. Capital, Washington, D.C. Major cities, New York City, New York, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois. Language, English and Spanish. Currency, US dollar. Highest point, Mount McKinley, 6,194 meters. Lowest point, Death Valley, -86 meters. Longest river, Mississippi River, 3,780 kilometers. Largest lake, Lake Superior. National day, Independence Day, 4th of July. National flower, the rose. The country. The United States of America is the world's third largest country. The capital of the United States is Washington, D.C. The USA has borders with Canada in the north and Mexico in the south. The climate is Arctic in the north and tropical in the south. The west coast of the USA faces the Pacific Ocean, and the east coast faces the Atlantic Ocean. It is approximately 4,000 kilometers from New York in the east to Los Angeles in the west. There are 4 time zones in the USA. Some of the world's largest mountain ranges, largest lakes, and longest rivers are in the USA. You will also find some of the tallest and oldest trees in the world here. The weather conditions in the USA can be extreme. There are often tornadoes in the Midwest and hurricanes along the Atlantic coast and in the Gulf of Mexico. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina caused a major flood in the city of New Orleans. Many people lost their lives and thousands became homeless. Wildlife. What are the animals on page 22 called? Match the pictures and the names. A. Grizzly bear. B. Deer. C. Beaver. D. Moose. E. Rattlesnake. F. Raccoon. G. Killer whale. H. Puma. Warning! Watch out for grizzly bears. Hikers, hunters, and fishermen must be extra careful. Wear little bells on your clothes. They will warn the bears that you are coming. Hopefully, they will run away. Always carry pepper spray in case you actually meet a bear. And remember to look out for fresh paw prints and scat. Black bear scat has berries in it. A grizzly bear scat often has little bells in it. The people. The USA is a nation of immigrants. The first Europeans in America were mostly white Protestants. Gradually, people from all parts of the world immigrated to America. Today, the USA is a multicultural society, a true nation of nations. Many Americans have 2 identities. They have strong ties to the country they or their families came from. They're known as African Americans, Italian Americans, Norwegian Americans, and so on. Finally, there are the Native Americans, or American Indians. They were living in North America long before the Europeans arrived. But now, they're just a small minority group. The government. The USA is a republic. Political power is divided between the president, the Congress, the Supreme Court. The president. The president is the head of state. A president is elected for 4 years and can be re-elected for another 4 years. The president is also the head of one of the two political parties in the USA, the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. The USA has always been a republic. This means Americans have always had a president, never a king or queen. But one president was almost like a king. John F. Kennedy was the youngest president ever in the USA. He was also the first Catholic president of the USA. He and his wife Jacqueline were very popular. She was beautiful and elegant. Tragically, John F. Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas, on the 22nd of November, 1963. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis died 30 years later, in 1994. The Congress. The Congress is divided into the House of Representatives and the Senate. Congress controls the money the president needs to carry out his or her policies. Congress also makes the laws of the USA. The Supreme Court. How should we understand the laws of a country? The Supreme Court decides what the laws in America mean. Sometimes they find that an old law is against the Constitution. Then they change the law or say it is no longer valid. Federal and state government. The government for the whole of America is called the federal government. It is in Washington, D.C. State governments are governments which decide about state matters. There is one in each of the 50 states. The chief of the state government is the governor.